You just heard a snippet of one of the new singles, Convertible, by recording artist Kelly Prescott. Music's Journey is putting a spotlight on this recording artist as the next big thing in Canadian country music with her brand new EP that just came out today, Cloud 9. Kelly is having a breakout year with this new EP and her new music. This third generation singer-songwriter and bona fide country music blue blood, Kelly is taking fans to Cloud 9 with her brand new release for this debut EP. The five tracks on Cloud 9 run the gamut of 70s soul to modern country to a bit of pop, representing just a fraction of Prescott's musical scope. Prescott has just released a few of the lyrical videos to this five-track Cloud 9. It's got a lot of everything for you. It's just so much fun. The best work she's ever done. Here to talk about her new EP and just released singles is recording artist Kelly Prescott. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
I am so good. How about you?
I am good. The sun is shining. It is a very hot day.
What a pleasure and treat it is to have you on the show. So excited about your new EP. Man, girl, I'm telling you. So
you like it?
Good. It's the best. Oh. Best you've done.
Oh, thank you so much. That's great to hear because, you know, it's a big departure from Love Wins. It's mm-hmm. a very different sounds on this one. So I'm really proud of this. I'm really, really proud of this EP. I hope people are going to enjoy this one.
Oh, I think so. I think that's what, you know, people have been hungry, you know, for new music from you. And I think this is just going to be so cool for them to hear. I love this different project for you. It's just so cool. Well done.
Good. Thank you so much.
I love Common Ground. Oh man, such a good song.
It's my favorite song on the
whole EP. Oh, is it?
So yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it almost didn't even make the EP.
No way.
It wasn't even supposed to be on, and I basically begged the label to let me put this song on. So they eventually agreed, and it's funny, they went from it not even wanting it on the EP to now it being the focus track of the whole EP. So
we're
going to try and put a big push behind that one. It's this song just means so, so much to me.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote Common Ground with two of my buds, Dave Sampson from Nova Scotia and Sadie Campbell, who's just one of the greatest singer-songwriters. She's absolutely phenomenal. She lives in Nashville. We wrote this one about mid-pandemic, and it was just, you know, Chad and I, and I mean everyone, it seems like, who's heard the story can relate. You know, we kind of lost touch with a couple friends
mm-hmm.
throughout the pandemic due to different beliefs, and it was really tough. And I know a lot of families who stopped speaking to each other, and so we came into this write and just thought, you know what, we need to write something it's not political,
mm-hmm.
but still, you know, talks about that, the divide, the great divide, we'll call it. And just trying to find a way to bridge that gap and come together, you know. And we thought that the story of two kids growing up together as best friends and drifting was just the best way to do that. And that this song just means so much to me, and I can't wait for it to come out.
Oh boy, it is so good. And I think it's so necessary right now too, because when people look at when all this started, when this whole thing started and everybody was in such fear of, you know, people losing their lives and losing their loved ones and not being able to see them, you know, if something happened to them, like, we all should learn something from that.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you listen to this song, it really hits home, because it's like everybody gravitates and holds on to something that they got to disagree with instead of just being there for each other and accepting each other's, you know. Everybody can have a different opinion. We've always had different opinions. So what?
We always have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just,
why now is it such a deal breaker? And like, it's crazy. I was playing this song when we were opening for Alan Doyle in, what was that, November, December, I guess. This song we were playing live every night, and every night I was receiving messages from people saying, please, please release this song.
Nice.
This song speaks to me so much. I'm not talking to my dad right now, or I'm not talking to my you know, best friend or whatever it was. It just seemed like every night there were so many stories, so many people writing me being like, this song matters. This needs to be heard. And yeah, so I'm
grateful. I'm so glad you guys wrote it. I am so glad that you guys worked on a song like this. And we're just so proud of it. And we're going to play this one right now. We're going to play Common Ground by country star Kelly Prescott here on Music's Journey.
I'm heading home to your house. Growing up seems so far away. We know now those were better days. Back when it was easy just to be friends. It didn't matter what our parents said. We swore we'd never be like them.
That was Common Ground, the brand new single that is right off the EP Cloud Nine. It's just released today. Such an incredible, incredible song. It's so needed right now. And don't forget, you can download Common Ground on all streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist and you can request it at your local radio station. Such a good song. So well done. Well done. Speaking for a lot
Thank
of
you.
Us. You're speaking for a lot of us. Now, I wanted to, you know, just talk a little bit about your impressive journey that you've gone through and how you've come full circle, because we are naming you, Music's Journey is naming you the Breakout Artist of the Month, because to me, you are the next best big thing here in Canadian country music.
Wow.
You should have been a long
Thank
time
you
ago.
So much.
You should have been a long time ago. And, you know, to me, I've just been rooting for you ever since the beginning of your career. So I am just so happy to see you right where you are.
That's a huge honor. Thank you very much. I really appreciate that. And, you know, it's been a long journey. Like you said, I've been at this a long time, but I just feel like everything happens for a reason. And, you know, for whatever reason, I haven't broken through yet. It pushed me to be a better, I think better in every way, a better writer, a stronger writer, a better singer, just a better performer. I feel like, you know, I am actually really grateful that I wasn't successful in like my early 20s or whatever. I just feel like it pushed me so much to just, you know, to be better in every way. So yeah.
I think sometimes, you know, we may not see the bigger picture, what the plan is down the road, but I always do believe that there's a reason for everything. And I think that a lot of the time we just aren't ready. We might think we are. And we, you know, having success, people loving the music and stuff like that. But, you know, it just, there's a reason. And look where you are, you know, mentally, where you are when it comes to your songwriting now, where every single thing, you know, is come full circle, where you can handle, you know, the pressure of this industry. You know, you've had the time in it. Yeah.
I've definitely grown a few layers of very, very, very thick skin. When you've heard as many no's as I have and been turned away from so many opportunities, it really has made me tougher. But, I say that, but I'm still a big softy too. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm tough in the industry, but I'm definitely...
You got a heart of gold, girl.
I do. I can't help it.
It's like me. It doesn't matter. Everybody keeps telling me, you know, you got to have a voice. You got to have a voice. I do to a degree, you know, when it's really important.
Exactly.
Yeah. But then the other times it's just like, sometimes you don't need to have a battle every time, you know, you let it happen around you and you come back up swinging. Right. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a quieter spirit.
Okay. Well, I'm not quiet, but I'm definitely a softie.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about the history, because you got an awful lot of history in your family. And so some of our listeners that are, you know, around the world, we want to make sure that they know, you know, your background. And let's talk a bit about your dad, because your dad, Randall Prescott, he scored an unprecedented 10 consecutive wins for the CCMA Country Music Producer of the Year. Also, Grammy nod, you know, your mom. Yep. As well, Tracy Brown. Man, you guys have got some major, major history, even your grandparents, too.
Quite the
right?
lineage.
Yeah,
both my grandfathers. I think, I don't know if they're both in the Hall of Fame, but there's a lot of history there, starting with both my grandfathers were musicians, had TV shows, and that's what got, you know, both my parents into it. And Family Brown had a TV show for forever and released so many albums. I think they're still the most
Joe Brown
awarded Canadian country group, I believe. I could be wrong.
I think so. But I do believe, you know, because it's a staggering 18 or something like that, right? What they've won.
I don't even know. That's embarrassing. I should know this stuff. But well, it's funny. So my dad is. They just announced that my dad is being inducted into the Hall of Fame this year,
which
is so incredible. We're all so proud of him, and it's time. Mm-hmm. It's time for him to step into that spot. So we're really happy. But it was funny, they sent out the press release that I was reading, and I was like, man, I forgot about half this stuff too. The amount of mountains that they've climbed, and
huge.
It's crazy that I'm so proud of them, and it'll be really nice to celebrate him in Calgary this September.
Mm-hmm. Well, your late maternal grandfather Joe Brown, I think he still holds the record, you know, for the most wins for any artist.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, for the CCMAs.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I think it's like 18, if I remember correctly.
You probably would know better than I.
Well, I'm telling you. Well, then you got your aunt as well. You got your Uncle Barry.
Yeah.
Like your mom, Juno Award winner.
One of the greatest songwriters.
Oh,
yeah, they've won, three Junos?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, a lot of...
special.
Let's just say our house was never quiet, and it was always exciting. It was a very unique childhood, you know, growing up between them, really between a tour bus and a recording studio. My parents ran a recording studio in the Ottawa Valley for years, and so we were just surrounded, constantly surrounded by the best musicians and
Do you think that helped you a lot when it comes to being prepared for the journey? Like, do you feel that you were definitely wanted to do it just because of that, or you always wanted to do this?
I always from the time I was 3 or 4 when they were first plopping me on stage, because I was begging them to let me sing. So singing like old Hank Williams tunes and Patsy Cline or whatever, or even like Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. Hey, that was
nice.
It's one of my biggest hits back then. Yeah, I mean, they knew before I did. I'm pretty sure that this was what I was meant to do. But you know, the nice thing is they never pushed. Mm-hmm. They were always very supportive in whatever I wanted to do. And they were always really honest about how difficult this industry is, because
which is good.
It's not something you see online a lot. Like, you know, Instagram and everything, social media is a highlight reel basically, but we don't always post the bad days, but there are a lot of them, and they never hid that from me. Mm-hmm. I mean, they did to a certain extent. They weren't going to, you know, show everything, but they definitely were honest about the difficulties that, mm-hmm. that being in this industry can, They were there. They never pushed, but they helped me make my first couple of records. We had such a great place to like create. My brother and I would just for weeks just hang out in the studio and write songs together and record them and see what sounded good and, you know, what didn't, what worked. And so we were pretty lucky that way. I think that's not really something everyone has access to.
Yeah, because, you know, the one thing that you hear all the time from every single artist, you know, once they are down, you know, throughout the years of their career, is surrounding yourself with a team that you can trust. And when you've mm-hmm. got family that can give you that kind of advice, that's, you can't put a price tag on that.
You can't. You really can't. You know, I've been lucky that I've had them kind of guiding me the whole way. And I think it's so nice for them now to see how things are going and now for them to kind of hand me off to this, you know, this team that I have, that I've built around me. It's amazing. My management, you know, Dallas Smith is one of my managers.
I know, he's such a good friend to you.
He is, I can't even begin to describe how grateful I am for Dallas Smith. He changed my life. I mean, he's the one that made Love Wins happen. Mm-hmm. I was pretty much ready to give up. Mm-hmm. That was a very low point in my life and my career. I kind of hit rock bottom that year, and you know, nobody wanted to release Love Wins, and he just called me up one day and said, "What do you need? You know, I love you. What do you need?" So he's like, "What do you need to make this happen?" So
he knows talent when he sees it.
Yeah. Yes. He's, I mean, he's so freaking talented himself.
Oh, I know. It's ridiculous how talented he is.
Oh, my God. Pitch perfect. Mm-hmm. I hate him.
Hate him and love him.
Hate him and love him. But yeah, the fact that he's brought me along on this tour is just, it's a wild ride, but I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, well, we are so, so happy for you. When you look at the beginning part, when you were first starting out and you just released your first record and mm-hmm. when you look at today releasing this one, when you compare where you were in your mindset to what you thought success was, what would be the difference today?
Whoa, that's a loaded one. I think it changed a lot for me over the years. It's funny, when I was young, I saw my parents as sort of the benchmark or whatever, that's what I wanted to get to, that level. But then I hit my early 20s and I started really falling in love with Americana and more roots music and some, you know, I love old school country and mm-hmm. There's so many influences that I have. And so then I started, I started a band with Anders Dreyrup, who we toured together for a couple of years doing Grievous Angel, The Legend of Graham Parsons, which was all about Graham and Emmy Lou's story. And so we met through that and ended up forming a band together called The Claytones. And we released 2 records and they were like total, one was like more of a rootsy rock record, but the second one was kind of a bluegrass one. So I feel like my goals have are kind of constantly shifting, because in my 20s I was so content to play the folk festival circuits and to play soft cedars, and that's I was so happy in that setting. And then, you know, when I kind of got back into country, it was like, okay, the goal is bigger again. So it's kind of a tough question to answer, because I feel like I've never really, I guess just every year it sort of changes, like my 5-year plan or whatever that is.
Because your music
change, but
your music and your writing changes too as you're going through life, because it's, you know, whatever your surroundings are, things that are going on in your life, or things that, you know, are happening in the world, we tend to shift an awful lot, right? So it's always evolving.
I think that's so healthy, and I love when other artists do the same thing. You know, some of my favorite artists have released completely different records, you know, year after year, whatever it is. It's it just shows growth. And so I never thought I'd be here. I never thought I'd be doing.
I did.
Playing stadiums, and that's so sweet.
I definitely did.
But now, now that I'm here and I've had a taste of it, I'm like, okay, I could do this more often. So once again, another goal was changed this year, and I would love to continue on this journey and see where it takes me.
Well, that goal wasn't just changed; you hammered that one right down.
Did. You know, it's funny because my partner Chad, we've been together for about over 5 years now, and when we first started dating, we were playing together, but you know, we were both new in Toronto. We were both broke, and like not a lot of stuff was happening for us. And within a couple of years, he went from a nobody to one of the most sought after guitar players in Canada now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I see where I'm at after 5 years of busting my butt in Toronto. And it's funny, like we manifested this and we made it happen, because the goal all along was, let's get to a point where we can be touring together. And he's now in Dallas's band as well. So
that's amazing.
Here we are on the road together, you know, still very much in love, still making music together, and finally getting to do what we set out to do 5 years ago. So manifest
there's success.
That. Woo!
There you go. that's the thing. When you've got someone that's in your life that believes in you, and you both can follow your dreams and believe in yourselves, which is so important, like to believe in yourself first before somebody else, right? And that's, you know, you just had that positivity around you. And it's amazing how that changes your life and perspective.
It does. Oh my gosh, it's huge. I'm so lucky. I mean, Chad's a part of my team too. And between everything, my manager, my label, my agent, I feel like I'm in such good hands these days. And it's just nice to be surrounded with so much positivity and love, and
you
and
deserve
people
it,
that believe
girl.
In you.
You deserve it. Let's talk about this.
That.
Let's talk about this. Your first release. Let's talk about your single, because it's such a fun tongue-in-cheek song. And that's when I first heard it, I went, "This is so cool for her to release," because you're giving a voice to all of us women too that have ever wanted to do this too, right?
So. Right. That's how I feel. I'm like, man, we don't get to. For some reason, there's this issue in country music. Women aren't supposed to talk about their, you know, their desires, their needs. It's like that's bullcrap, man. I'm sick of this. I am gonna sing about it, and it's not the first time I've sung about it. So
I absolutely love this. It's so cool.
Good.
And it's called Trailer Trash. So tell us about picking the title and writing this one.
Oh my gosh, that one. Okay. Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about Convertible.
Oh, yes, not yet.
Trailer
not
Trash.
Yet.
Oh,
I'm getting to that
one.
I'm talking about Trailer Trash.
Very tongue in cheek. I love writing that kind of stuff. That's my favorite. Like, I have so many songs like this. If you went through my catalog, you'd be like, okay, what is wrong with you? Like, stop this. It's a bit of a problem. I just love tongue in cheek writing. It's always been so many of my favorite artists do that kind of music. And I love a good turn of phrase. I think that's just so much fun. So Trailer Trash, I had this title for a couple years kicking around, and it was in my notes, and I kept going back to it, and I would throw it out in different writers' rooms, and the amount of times that I was just looked at like, nope, okay, next, what else do you have? It was like, okay, not the right writers yet. So that song title got turned down so many times until I finally, I texted my buddy Carlson Stone. He's also, I was throughout the pandemic, I was writing a lot over Zoom, and Carlson Stone became one of my favorite co-writers. We wrote a ton together. I texted him and I was like, listen, you're probably gonna think I'm crazy, but here's the title that we're gonna write tomorrow, Trailer Trash. He's like, oh, I'm in, let's do it. And I already had a couple of the, like, making sure you don't sip or you just spit and ashed. Like, I had a couple of lines already sort of jotted down in my notes, and I sent it all to him. And he's like, yeah, the song wrote itself in record time. It was amazing. And we were just laughing hysterically the whole time we were writing it. And I'm like, you know what? If it's bringing us this much joy, I think that maybe some other people will get a kick out of it and have a good laugh. So
can you tell with my reaction here?
Yeah.
Because it's such a playful song about dating, and that's what I find so fun. But it's from the woman's perspective for a change, right?
So, yeah, it's fun. And it's like, that's the thing that kind of, I mean, it's frustrating because that song didn't do well at all. Mm-hmm. And I think, and maybe this is just me being me, but like, I think if a guy cut that song, it'd probably
totally different.
Be huge.
Yep.
You know?
I agree.
So now I'm like, okay, I want to pitch this to some American artist that can cut this and make me a ton of money.
I got a few in mind.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a few in mind that could do that.
Like, it would be be such a hit if a guy cut it, but
yeah,
but unfortunately it wasn't. But
we
appreciate
you, girl. I really liked it. We are gonna play this one right now. Here is Trailer Trash by country star Kelly Prescott here on Music's Journey.
Our destination, but baby, I ain't hard to please. Don't sit there making wishes when we could be making kisses. We'll be right back.
That was Trailer Trash, the country recording artist Kelly Prescott releasing just such a fun song. Didn't this one win you the final as the finalist for SiriusXM?
Yeah, this is one we wrote it for that contest.
See?
Yeah.
They liked it.
It got me in the top three, so I mean, I'm not complaining.
I love the fun pickup lines that are in this song.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, like it's funny when we wrote this song, I was really going through because we were going through such a tough time, I was listening to so much like happy Hawaiian, like 60s Hawaiian music. And that's really what inspired all those licks and like all of the music for that song. We were listening to like some really quirky 50s and 60s Hawaiian records, and I was like, this is the sound I want for this song. Let's go in with like lays and let's wear some grass skirts and get as weird as possible.
It worked. It really, really worked. I loved it. I think it's just such a fun song. Don't forget, you can download Trailer Trash on all your streaming platforms. Add it to your playlist this summer, and you can also request it at your local radio station. You know what you should do? You should ask fans on TikTok to do their own version of this song.
That's a great idea. Or like a duet meet kind of thing.
Yeah, I think it would be brilliant. So good.
It should.
Can you imagine how much fun they would have with this?
Oh, yeah.
You'd be surprised at the creativity that you have in the public out there.
Exactly. Yeah. You're right. Maybe I will. Dude, that's a great idea, actually.
I think it's a really good one. Okay, so did this time, everything that we've gone through, you know, in this last 2 years, did it give you time to be able to look at this EP a little bit differently in the songs? Just going deeper because of everything that was going on in the world.
Yeah, absolutely. I think for me personally, because I usually love writing sad songs. That is my, it's usually my, if it's not tongue in cheek, then it's usually sad. So, you know, after the last 2 years and going through all of this and just how heavy it was, how heavy the world felt, I kind of, you know, I turned to some much lighter music. Like I was saying, you know, with the Hawaiian stuff or whatever, it was like, I was craving happy stuff. Mm-hmm. And so I realized, you know, if I'm feeling this way, probably a lot of other people are too. So why don't you just stop taking yourself so seriously and just have fun and write with, you know, that in mind, write some, maybe some happier up-tempo stuff. And so that's where, you know, a lot of these songs on the EP came from that, the craving of, or needing that escape, you know, needing that escape from how dark everything felt. Mm-hmm. So like Convertible, you know, and So Many Reasons is another one I love, because I wrote that
song.
And I wrote that about the person that I love, and it's really feel good, and it, you know, I'm hoping that this will be like you know, the new wedding song.
Oh, guaranteed. It's already haven't you seen that? There's so many people talking about that right now.
Oh, really?
On social media, nice. People are talking about that because everybody's just getting into the wedding mode now, right? A lot of people weren't sure whether or not they were going to do it, plan it for June, but then you got so many people in July that are talking about this, that are using it as their wedding song. It went over really well. It's a really, really good song. What was it like working with producing all of this? Yeah.
Cut it at Kel Muskie's studio in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
It was produced by Jason Mader. He's an LA guy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we've been working together for years, actually. We worked together when I first signed a deal in the U.S. Over 5 years ago now. That's when we started working together. And then once I left that deal, we kind of stopped, but we kept in touch because we're such good friends. And yeah, during the pandemic, we kind of reached out to each other and just said, let's write a few and see what happens. And so the first song I wrote during the whole first lockdown was Cloud Nine. That from just sort of, it kind of came from a dark place. Like we were all going, okay, we're now the least essential human beings on the planet is what we're being told. And we don't know how long we're going to be out of work for. We don't know what's going on. Kind of like everyone was dealing with crippling anxiety, it seemed. Mm-hmm. And so I just want to write something kind of light and make you on a little journey, smoke a joint, and enter Cloud Nine. So So that's where this one came from, a little bit of self-medicating. But
the title track for this EP, so yeah.
It's my favorites. I love Cloud Nine so much, and I just love that it was the first song that I wrote during the whole thing, and that it was still one of the strongest, you know, after 2 years of writing countless songs.
Well, the people, I think, I don't know about anybody else in radio, but for me, when I'm looking at the writing, you know, for this EP, it is really special. It's just a different side. That's why I gravitated to it immediately. As soon as I heard it, I went, I got to hear the rest of this. I got to hear it from front to back, because this, I truly believe, is your best work.
Oh, thank you so much for saying that. It's great to hear that, because, you know, it's terrifying releasing new music.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
You never know how it's going to be received. So it's great to get feedback like that.
What does it mean to you, this EP and this new chapter of music in your life?
Well, I mean, every song means something different to me. Like I said, you know, I've got the love song on there. I've got the, you know, the sexy summer jam convertible, which is just so much fun. I love how much people are loving that song right now. And then, you know, I also got to sneak on common ground, like we were talking about, which really, that means so much to me. And then I also got to sneak on one sad song. I got one sad song. I was so happy about that.
If you didn't, like, come on. I think you would have had an uproar of fans.
Right? Come on. Everyone expects something depressing from me. It's funny, actually, Chad calls me Kelly DePrescott sometimes.
Oh, does he
when
really?
I'm sad. So, yeah. Kelly DePrescott. I love that. I laugh so hard at that. Or if I'm stressed out, Kelly Stresscott. So, yeah, I got one Kelly DePrescott track on it, one mistake. You know, one mistake is, you know, a very personal song for me. And it was a really tough one to record. This was the first time it's ever happened to me. I had like a complete breakdown in the vocal booth.
Oh, really?
I couldn't even sing. I was so.
Oh, it meant something personal. Definite.
Yeah, it was a heavy one for me. And I was in a ball just crying on the floor, and there was really nothing we could do. We ended up cutting a bunch of takes once I could get up and breathe. But we ended up using the original demo vocal.
Oh, wow.
Which is something I've never done before. I thought that was just so cool. We went up to Big Bear, California in the fall, last fall. Me, Jason Mader, my producer, and one of my favorite writers in LA, Brandon Rogers, just one of the greatest singers. We went up there for like 5 days and just wrote a ton of songs and recorded them just, you know, up in the mountains. It was so stunning. And yeah, one mistake was a very therapeutic song for me to write with Brandon and Mater, and to get that one out. And the vocal was so great up there that that's what we ended up going
that's
with.
So
and,
cool.
I love this song a lot. So
we're going to play it right now. We're going to play this
amazing.
One right now. And here is One Mistake by my very special guest, Kelly Prescott, here on Music's Journey.
I don't talk about it much these days. Though time has made us strangers, it still hurts to say your name. It spills into an ocean of regret, a place I don't want to go back to, so I keep it to myself. This weight's been too heavy on my own. It takes two to carry out and let it go. Everyone is loyal till they're not. Both know the truth. I don't know how you felt, but I think I felt it too. Storm of emotions, it's so hard to navigate. But I wish we were more careful with the words we didn't say. Has the weight been too heavy on your own? Maybe find the peace to let each other go. Cause everyone is lonely till they're not, they're not. And everyone is free until they're cut, they say. There is no forgiveness without blame. Your heart's only home until just takes just one mistake. Everyone is lonely till they're not, they're not. And everyone is free until they're cut, they say. Strangers, I just hope that you're okay.
That was One Mistake by Kelly Prescott off her debut EP, and that is Cloud Nine. And you can download this one. It is such a special song. I think we all just felt that one. It just gives you goosebumps every time you hear it. And you can download that on all streaming platforms. You can share it on your playlist, and you can request it at your local radio station. Love that song. Love that
Thank
song.
Thank you.
As I said,
Thank
I've
you.
Got a few on this one. You know, obviously, Convertible's another one for me. We definitely have to make sure that we're playing that one. As I said, that song has skyrocketed.
Wow. Well, it's definitely, I really hope that it does good things, because
it will.
It's just so fun. It's so fun. It's such a summer jam. Like, I just, the song makes me want to crack a vodka soda. And
Exactly.
Yeah, probably gonna do that anyways.
That's right. I absolutely love this one because you're hearing so much play with this song too. So I think there's so many things that you could do with these ones. But you know, starting summer, Convertible, everything about this song is just so cool. Really cool.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we had a lot of fun with this one, writing it
steamy.
And recording it. It was steamy. It's a steamy song. One of my best friends, who's also here on tour with us, Andrew Hyatt.
I just had him on the
show. I
sent
it to him. Oh, it's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
He is one of my closest friends in this industry. I love him so much. I sent him this song months and months ago, and he writes me back. He goes, "This isn't about a car, is it?" I burst out laughing. I was like, "Oh yeah, okay, well,
nice.
Can't fool you."
Well, see, look at the two of you, because his album right now to me is just the best, you know, he's ever done. And, you know, and yep. looking at this one. So I know he just cheers for you in a big way, because I think we talked about you on the show, too. And
yeah,
he was talking about this.
Oh, we're each other's biggest fans, I think, because we love each other a lot. And we're very similar in a lot of ways. So mm-hmm. he's also, you know, somebody I can call when I'm having a bad day, and it goes both ways. It's like, okay, we know what the other person is going through. So yeah, it's a really good friend to have. And yeah, his new record is killer.
Oh, it is. But we, you know, Convertible, when I'm sitting there thinking about that one, I'm going, okay, so she releases Trailer Trash. Then comes Convertible. So she's going on the other end of the spectrum here. So we're just taking,
oh, yeah.
yeah. So it's just like this very steamy, steamy song. So tell us about writing this one.
Well, it came from, I had this idea. I was driving pretty fast. I'm a very fast driver, I'm not gonna lie to you.
I am too.
And my biggest good, okay. And my biggest pet peeve in the world is when people drive slow in the left lane. Like, if you are driving slow in the left lane, I am going to honk my horn at you.
And too funny.
I'm going to get road rage. So I had a bit of road rage this one day. And I realized, I was like, because I was just so excited to get home and see my man. And I ended up writing it down as soon as I got back. I was like, hey, don't these people have somebody that they love so much that they just want to get home to as fast as possible? And so I wrote this thing down. I was like, this could be actually a really good song idea. And so when we were up in California, Mater started that beat. Like he kind of played that loop. He was like playing around on the guitar and went, oh, I like that a lot. And so we talked about some ideas, and I threw out this whole idea of like people driving slow and it driving you absolutely crazy and just like wanting to get home and do some dirty stuff with the person you love. So that's where this one came from. We had the most fun writing that one. It was pretty fun. It was like, how much can we get away with here? Like, how saucy can we be? Well, and radio will still play it, hopefully.
Well, here we are. I'm playing it. So we're gonna play it. Here is the really steamy new single, Convertible, by country recording artist Kelly Prescott, here on Music's Journey.
People driving slow, listen, y'all need to get up off the road. I told my baby I'm on my way. Shakes, and I'm anticipating what is waiting. I've been craving since yesterday. I'm on my way. Oh, I'm on my way. Foot on the gas, it's about to go down. He's gonna take me up and downtown. Oh, candy red, go ahead, take the top off, risk it up.
That's the brand new single, Convertible, by country recording artist Kelly Prescott, off her debut EP, Cloud 9, that was released today, June 30th. We are so excited. You can download Convertible on all your streaming platforms, add it to all your playlists, and you can also request it at your local radio station. This song is going to skyrocket and keep on going. Killer tune. Love it.
I hope so. Thank you so much.
Okay, so Cloud Nine, we're going to talk about writing that one because it's a different beat altogether. So like I said, we've got so much of everything, you know, that's on this EP in your five songs. So talk about writing Cloud Nine, the title track.
Yeah, well, like I mentioned, this was the first one that we that I wrote in the whole pandemic. And it means a lot to me because at the time, like I as I was talking about, I deal with anxiety. Everyone I seem to talk to these days mm-hmm. is in the same boat. And especially after the last 2 years, anxiety was at like new levels. I had never experienced that high. So yeah, this came from just, I had tried to talk to my doctor about it, and all she kind of said was, said, you know, oh, just everyone's feeling this way right now. Just give it some time. You'll be fine. And I just felt like if my doctor wouldn't even listen to me, mm-hmm. you know, who else will? So I smoke a lot of weed. I'm not going to lie. I really enjoy it. It helps with anxiety. And so that's where Cloud Nine came from. It came from basically just self-medicating.
Giving yourself a little bit of peace up in those clouds, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, it's so necessary.
I know Aaron Allen talks about that a lot when I have him on the show too. And, you know, he says the same thing. He said if it wasn't for that, he's not sure where he'd be today, you know, when it comes to all the stress levels and stuff. Yeah.
Especially with people that, like, for me, because I'm so high energy and I'm ADHD and I am just like prone to having anxiety. It's just something that evens me out. Mm-hmm. I'm such a, I go up and down a lot. Let's just say I am a roller coaster ride of emotions. And so having something that can kind of just, that's natural and safe, and I don't have to be on a medication. Mm-hmm. It's nice. It just keeps me a little bit more even. Whereas when I'm not taking it, it's like, it goes up and
big
down
difference.
A little bit more.
Big, big difference. Okay, we're going to play this one right now. Here's the title track of her brand new EP, Cloud Nine, by country star Kelly Prescott, here on Music's Journey.
Close my eyes, wishing I could turn down my mind. It's too loud, it's too loud. And it's hard to feel worth a dime when each day is stuck on rewind. Gotta get out. Maybe a dose of the sky is just the pill I need. Maybe I gotta get high just to see. I'm overthinking about the
That was the title track, Cloud Nine, off the new EP by my very special guest, Kelly Prescott. A great feel-good song, right time for the summer. So don't forget, you can download Cloud Nine on all your streaming platforms, add it to your playlist. And every song on this EP is killer. So don't forget, you can request the songs at your local country radio station. This is one of my favorite EPs.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty excited about this. I really hope that these songs speak to people.
Oh, I think this is just going to be just a nice kickoff for you. And it's just a new journey for you, new chapter in your life. And I think this is just a really special moment. And you're kicking off this tour, you know, the 24-date tour, and with superstar Dallas Smith. Man, oh, man. How's the tour been for you? Because you're kicking off the album, aren't you, today? It's June 30th?
Today, yeah. And today's actually our last show.
That's going to be pretty special.
I know.
It's going to be so special.
It is. We've had the absolute best time. Mm-hmm. The best time on this tour together. It's such a good crew, and there are a lot of us out here. Manny Blue, Sean Austin, JoJo Mason, Andrew Hyatt, James Barker Band, myself. We had Megan Patrick for the first half too, and it's nothing but love and respect out here for each other. It's been a really supportive group, and everyone's out watching each other every night, cheering each other on. And
that's a pretty incredible lineup.
It really is. It's crazy. It's a hell of a show. It's very action-packed and exciting. So, like I was saying to you earlier, I never thought I'd be doing something at this level, and here I am, and it's pretty incredible every night. Not only getting to see that show, but to be a part of it. And, I kind of wake up every day just so grateful, sort of living in the moment as much as I can for this, because I know it's going to be over way too soon. And we're all going to be really sad once it is.
This journey is going to carry on a lot longer than you think. I think it's going to carry on so much longer than you think.
Just getting started here. I'm a late bloomer, but
getting started playing this music. It has been such an honor and pleasure of mine to have you on the show, and I look forward to having you back, because we just need to have a good chat when it comes to just history. And yeah, we don't necessarily have to.
This is great.
Yeah, I really, really enjoy these ones. It just gives me that chance when I'm not just sitting on the carpet anymore. I get to go deeper and start getting to know the artists, and having the fans get to know you guys, other than just what your new title is and it's going to be played, when it's going to be released, and where you're going to be playing next. I just love this side of it, and that's why I created the show. So I really like talking about the music journey for everybody.
We artists appreciate you for that, so thank you.
Well, I look forward to it, girl. You kill it out there for your debut tonight for this, the release
thank
for
you.
Your EP, and have so much fun. Yeah. Give JoJo a big hug for me. And Andrew Hyatt, because I just love the two of them to death. They're just so cool.
They're the best. Yeah.
All right. You kill it out there. You kill it out there, girl.
Well, thank you so much. It was so great chatting with you today.
Congratulations on this album. You're a killer.
Thank you.
I love you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Love you.
Thanks. All right. A great big thank you to my very special guest, Kelly Prescott, for coming on the show. I've got some amazing artists that I'll be interviewing this month and the month of July. I'll be chatting with Katie Hurt, Emma Peterson, Quentin Blair, High Valley, Rock Band Taming Sari, Rock Band Weapons, Matt Rogers, Josh Bogart, Petrick, Australian country artist Haley Jensen's going to be here, Australian trio The Buckleys, Cadence Grace, formerly from Runaway Angel, The Prairie State, Emerson Drive, Gil Grand, Ali Walker, Tyler Joe Miller, Dustin Bird, Kadu, and so many more. Don't forget, you can catch all of my shows that you don't want to miss on musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into Music's Journey, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.
At the table you built for me, you were humming some melody. I didn't even notice you were singing our song. It's a complicated history. Stories we made are a legacy, and the fire still burning strong, so strong. Sometimes it's hard when you make it easy. And that perfect charm brings me to my knees. What a beautiful view to see. Brave enough to tell me when I'm wrong, I'm wrong. You take me from crying to laughing free. How you do what you do is a mystery, but it keeps the fire burning strong, so strong. Sometimes it's hard when you make it easy. That perfect charm brings me to my knees. What a beautiful view to see.
You to sign the thing. You stepped out on the front porch with this look in your eyes. You said we didn't have that much anyway. Signed your name and turned away. Chevy. Fine. You have the money.